This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for patient Justino Samot, SAMOT. Medical record, it's 148746, date of birth 8-23-1938. Referring physician, Dr. Mabel Rosa. Procedure performed, EGD, secondary procedure, biopsies, esophageal dilation, date of the procedure 5-4-2022. Indication dysphagia, post op diagnosis impression 1, esophageal stricture, number 2, hiatal hernia, number 3, mild gastritis, number 4, polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Next number, otherwise normal EGD, pure paragraph. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complications non immediately, medication as per monitoring, things like you can throw it away. Upper procedure as per EGD template, pure esophageal dilation performed with CRE balloons from 8 to 10 millimeters per paragraph. Findings, otopharynx appear normal per paragraph, esophagus. Admitted esophagus are about 35 centimeters from the incisors. There is a smooth esophageal stricture, period. This was thin, period. Biopsies were taken, period. And esophageal dilation performed from 8 to 10 millimeters per paragraph. At the G junction, there's a presence of Chasky's ring, period. Biopsies taken, period. Esophageal dilation performed from 8 to 10 millimeters with CRE balloons, period. There's a small hiatal hernia present, period, paragraph. Stomach, there's mild erythemia, antrum, body biopsy, taken large pylori, period. There's a diminutive polyp pale, about 2 millimeters in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy is taken, period. Paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, anterior inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, continue on PPIs, next number. We'll reevaluate patient clinical status, period. We'll consider repeating an EGD in 6 to 8 weeks for redilation, depending on patient symptoms, period, paragraph. End of dictation.